Welcome to Scrubs and Giggles, Medical Student Edition. I'm your host, Javier, and today we're diving into the wonderfully weird world of OCEs. I swear, this actually happened to me once. I had to pretend to be a doctor for a patient who thought they were a time traveler. Can you imagine?
Oh, I can totally see that. What did you even do? Did you ask them about their time machine?
Right? I was like, so what year are we in? I was half expecting them to pull out a flux capacitor or something.
That's hilarious. I mean, OCEs can get pretty wild, but a time traveler, that's next level.
Exactly. And it's moments like these that remind us how unpredictable med school can be. We're not just learning about anatomy and physiology, we're also honing our improv skills.
Fair point. And speaking of unpredictability, I think we've all had our fair share of bizarre scenarios. Listeners, we want to hear your stories too. What's the weirdest OSCE you've ever faced?
Yeah, share your experiences with us on social media. We might even feature your story in a future episode. So, buckle up, everyone. This is going to be a wild ride.
So, let me kick things off with one of the strangest OSCEs I've ever faced. Picture this. I walk into the room, and my patient is dressed as a pirate. I swear this actually happened.
A pirate? Really? What did they say, R.R. Matey? I've got a pain in me chest?
Pretty much. They were all about the X marks the spot and everything. I had to figure out if they were actually sick or just really committed to their role. It was a challenge, let me tell you.
That's wild. Did you end up diagnosing them with scurvy or something?
Close. I had to ask about their symptoms, and they kept saying things like, I've got a treasure chest full of pain. I was trying to maintain my professionalism while stifling laughter. It was a delicate balance.
Fair point. It's amazing how these scenarios can push us to think on our feet. I mean, who knew pirates had such complex medical needs?
Right? This might sound dumb, but I think it really highlights the importance of adaptability in our training. You never know what kind of patient you'll encounter.
Exactly. And I learned that humor can be a great tool in medicine. It helps break the ice and makes the experience a little less stressful for everyone involved. Plus, who doesn't love a good pirate joke?
I can just picture you trying to keep a straight face while asking about their seasickness.
That's it. I'm dropping out. If I have to deal with pirates in my future practice, I'm out.
All right, let me share one of my own bizarre OSCE experiences. So I walk into this exam and my patient is an elderly man who insists he's a superhero. I mean, he's got a cape and everything.
No way. Did he have a secret identity too?
Oh, for sure. He introduced himself as Captain Health. I had to keep a straight face while he told me about his superpowers, like the ability to detect bad cholesterol from a mile away.
That's priceless. Did you ask him about his kryptonite?
I should have. Instead, I was trying to assess his blood pressure while he was busy flexing his muscles. It was hard to focus on the exam when I was trying not to laugh.
I can't believe you didn't burst out laughing. That's a real test of professionalism right there.
Right? It's a reminder that we have to stay composed, even when things get a little unconventional. But honestly, how can you not appreciate a patient who's so dedicated to their role?
Spot on. It really highlights how important it is to adapt to any situation, no matter how strange. Plus, a little humor goes a long way in easing the tension.
This might sound dumb, but I think these experiences teach us to connect with our patients on a different level. It's not just about the medical facts, it's about the human experience.
Exactly, and who knows, maybe Captain Health inspired a few future superheroes in the making.
All right, let's take a moment to recap the wild stories we've shared so far. We've had pirates, superheroes, and who knows what else. It's clear that OCEs can get pretty out there, right?
No kidding. I mean, who would have thought that medical exams would involve so much creativity? It's like a theatrical performance with a stethoscope.
Exactly. And it's refreshing to see how humor can lighten the mood in such high-pressure situations. It's like a breath of fresh air in the middle of all the seriousness of med school.
Spot on. Plus, these experiences teach us to think on our feet. You never know what kind of patient you'll encounter, so adaptability is key.
Right. And speaking of adaptability, we've got a special segment coming up that's sure to keep the laughs rolling. I can't wait to hear what's next.
And listeners, don't forget to share your own OC stories with us. We want to hear all about your bizarre encounters. Who knows? You might just make it onto the show.
So stick around, because we're just getting started.
Okay, so let me tell you about one of the most memorable OSCEs I've ever had. I walked into the room and my patient was a woman who claimed she was allergic to everything.
Oh no, what did she say she was allergic to?
Literally everything. I mean, she listed off foods, fabrics, even colors. I was trying to keep a straight face while she was going on about how blue made her break out in hives.
That's wild. Did you ask her if she was allergic to doctors?
I thought about it, but instead I had to navigate through her symptoms while she kept insisting that my stethoscope was made of some toxic metal.
I can't believe that. Did you manage to get any useful information out of her?
Barely. I ended up asking her about her medical history, and she said she'd been to 20 different specialists. I was like, wow, that's a lot of doctors.
Fair point. It's incredible how some patients can turn a simple consultation into a full-blown adventure. It really teaches us the importance of patience and empathy, even when the situation seems absurd.
Right? This might sound dumb, but I think it really shows how vital it is to listen carefully and validate a patient's concerns, no matter how outlandish they may seem. You never know what might be underlying those claims.
Spot on. And it's moments like these that remind us why we're here, to help, even if it means dealing with a little bit of craziness along the way. All right, let me share one last outrageous OSCE scenario that still makes me chuckle. So I walk into the exam room and my patient is a guy dressed as a dinosaur. I swear this actually happened.
A dinosaur? What kind? Please tell me it was a T-Rex.
Of course. He was a full-on T-Rex, arms flailing and everything. I had to figure out how to take his history while he kept roaring at me.
That's hilarious. Did you ask him if he had any extinct medical conditions?
I should have. Instead, I was trying to ask him about his symptoms while he was insisting that he needed a dino-sized dose of medication. I was cracking up the whole time.
No kidding. That's a real test of your professionalism right there. I can't imagine how you kept a straight face.
It was tough, but it reminded me how important it is to embrace the unexpected in medicine. Sometimes you just have to roll with it.
This might sound dumb, but I think it shows that humor can really help in stressful situations. It's all about connecting with the patient, even if they're a giant lizard.
Spot on. It's these wild experiences that make us better doctors. Plus, who wouldn't want a T-Rex as a patient?
If med school doesn't break you, the stories will.
All right, listeners, it's time for our rapid-fire round. We've got some hilarious one-liners from you all about your OSCE experiences. Let's dive in.
I'm so ready. Here's the first one. I had to convince a patient that I wasn't just a student playing dress-up.
That's classic. I swear, some days it feels like we're all just pretending to be doctors.
Right? Next up, my patient thought I was a magician because I kept pulling out my stethoscope from my pocket.
That's adorable. I can just picture you saying, "Now for my next trick."
Or, "Watch closely as I make your heartbeats disappear."
Okay, here's another. I had a patient who insisted on calling me Dr. McDreamy. I didn't have the heart to correct her.
That's so sweet. I mean, who wouldn't want to be called Dr. McDreamy?
Fair point. Just remember, it's all about building rapport, even if it means accepting a nickname you didn't ask for.
Exactly. All right, last one. During my OSCE, I accidentally called my patient Mom instead of Sir. Awkward.
Oh no, that's a classic slip. But hey, it shows we're all human, right?
Spot on. These moments remind us that laughter is the best medicine, especially when things get a little too serious. All right, folks, as we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on all the laughter and the wild stories we've shared. From pirates to dinosaurs, it's clear that OSCEs can take us on some pretty unexpected journeys.
No kidding. It's amazing how humor can lighten the mood in such high-pressure situations. I think we've all learned that a little laughter goes a long way in medicine.
This might sound dumb, but I really believe these experiences help us connect with our patients in a more genuine way. It's not just about the clinical skills, it's about being human.
Spot on. So listeners, we want to hear your stories too. What's the weirdest OSCE scenario you faced? Share your experiences with us on social media.
And don't forget to subscribe to Scrubs and Giggles for more laughs and insights from the world of medical school.
We can't wait to share more of your hilarious stories in future episodes. So keep those submissions coming.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Remember, in the chaos of med school, laughter is the best medicine. Until next time,
keep laughing through the chaos.